www.thebeatmusic.com.
I think the deficits, the record deficits that President Obama inherited were in part due to the unpaid-for wars that he inherited. There is certainly the potential and prospect for Iraq to have a much better future than its past, and that is due to, in significant measure, the sacrifice and service of Americans.
Can you believe it's been 10 years? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, looking back at Iraq and the questions there on what's happened. That's Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson. And 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue couldn't be thrilled with the news that, once again, Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister there in Iraq of a Shiite background, is in trouble as far as what's happening there. Things are starting to unravel in Baghdad. Bombs go off in a marketplace. People are simply trying to buy some food for their family. Can you imagine the things we're not so worried about in the United States and the reason why we're rabidly defending our rights? You're in a marketplace, you got your baby with you, and you're just trying to go home and make some food for your family, and you're not going home. 50 people die, and this is in Baghdad, in a green zone area, which is supposed to be one where you're safe, and that didn't happen. So bombings kill. Now it's up to actually 65. I just got a new total. And this is a decade after the invasion. How much better off are they there? While that's happening, the Syrian situation is getting worse, and there are cries that perhaps chemical weapons are being used. And remember, there was this red line, this steep line in the sand, that the president said, once the line is crossed, then it's time for serious action. What is that serious action? So now NATO and the U.S. being part of that, putting their collective heads together to try to decide what needs to happen here. So while you have Iraq's bloodiest day since September 9th with these bombings and shootings with a car bomb, and you've got somebody rigged up and walks into a marketplace too, it's clear that there was some symbolism there, and then there's some other things happening not too far away in Syria. So while the decisions are being made on the Middle East, and the president is in Israel talking with Benjamin Netanyahu, who has concerns of his own looking at Iran and nuclear proliferation and what they're doing with uranium enrichment, and will sanctions really cause any kind of concern for another brutal leader in Mahmoud Ahmadinejad compared to what's happening with Assad and his murderous ways, 70,000 people dead in 2 years in Syria. Closer to home, it is kind of a slaughter of a different sort, with the deficit being at a ridiculous level that it's at, and cries of different budgets. Seems everybody's been working on their budget, but will the budget ever really be approved? And will we see in less than a decade a big chunk of cuts actually hit the floor, where we see a massive reduction instead of little tiny increments? Here's what the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, had to say.
Other people have other ideas, whether it's the Black Caucus, the Progressive Caucus, the Republican Study Committee. They're going to have their chance to offer their ideas. But I'm confident that the only one that will get a majority of the votes will be the Ryan plan. This is the third year that we've brought forward as a majority a plan to balance the budget. This budget will, in fact, balance in 10 years.
All right, so the Ryan plan trashes Obamacare, saying it's unaffordable, and re-racks Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid, too. And while some are embracing it, many, especially on the Democratic side, are saying there's no way this is sustainable. But that tug-of-war of the budget isn't going away. It's just going to keep on happening again and again and again. So there's no news there, only the same old, same old. What about a follow-up when it comes to UCF, University of Central Florida? I know that, you know, I was talking about this on our previous show. Imagine you're in your dorm, kids in the dorm, and you know the kid is there with 400 plus people, And that means, you know, you're coming back from a Sunday, probably studying. It's kind of a sleepy Sunday. And some nut who went there and is disgruntled for some reason decides, this is the day I take my handgun, and this is the day I take my shotgun, this is the day I take my homemade bombs, and I am going to plan an attack. I'm going to carry out an attack that I've planned. And when I get there, one of my roommates, because I'm back sort of in college, one of my roommates, I'm 30, one of my roommates comes into the room. I point the weapon at him. They skulk off, call 911, and poof, I set off the fire alarm and kill myself. So when they arrive, the bomb squad gets there, they find all of these weapons at my disposal. So what was the motive behind this? It's always about that. Let's learn from this. What do we know about this guy that could possibly save somebody else's life in the near future if this arises again? Because many of the students on that campus were furious. They didn't really know what was going on. They were only cleared out of the building for hours. In fact, the campus was closed down. This happened at 12:20 in the morning on Monday. The campus was really closed down until noon on Monday. Here's Chief Richard Berry.
There is no motive. The notes, as I talked about yesterday, just lay out a timeline, and that timeline was go to Mad Hatter's, drink, but there was no specific threat in it. There was nothing like that.
Ooh, too bad. No specific threat, just going to drink, laying out my plan, and saying goodbye, cruel world. Unfortunately, the shooter, as I said, kills himself, so there's not much to glean out of that other than the little bits and pieces that have come out. Loner, same thing, anger issues, went to the school, then came back to the school. Who knows if it was grades or it was something else that was egging him on. Coming up in our next America Tonight, I got to make sure that I tell you about this because we have a special Nail the Score for March Madness. Do you believe it? You might be filling out your brackets. Maybe on that third shift, you stole a few minutes here and there to pick a couple of teams. Good for you. And you may win the office pool, and maybe you have a pretty sizable office. If you do, then it's pretty sweet when you hit the first round and the second round, and you keep going to the Elite Eight, and then it's the Final Four, and then it's the championship game before you know it. Exactly. And everything just takes off. Oh, it'd be nice to win a bracket, and it's so tough to do. The odds are crazy off the charts. Has any human being ever even had a perfect bracket? Not to my knowledge. They may tell you that, but I doubt it. I bet they've had a few losses along the way. So coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk a little bit about March Madness. Don't forget, like I said, in our third hour of our next show, which would be Thursday morning, we'll do an edition of it, the Busted Brackets. If you're not winning right out of the gate, maybe you can be a winner with America Tonight. We're trying to clean out our prize closet. That means we're trying to give stuff away. And if we have a couple of winners, wouldn't that be terrific? So you don't have to sweat it out. You don't have to pay any money for this pool. You just get to win, win, win. So mark it down, check it out, and I'll meet you on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Madness, at least some of it, the fact that we were having a contest, I guess that doesn't tell you much. You know, you look at the bracket and you look at some of the crazy teams involved, meaning teams you have no idea who any of their superstars are other than what you've read in the paper if you're trying to look for some cheat sheets on who to pick. That still doesn't really tell you much unless you make the obvious choices. So, you know, who's in and who's not and, you know, what does the... You know, what does the bracket look like? And we know the number one seeds, and we know what happened, even in, I guess, for some of you in these play-in games, what's happened. You had St. Mary's that beat Mid-Tennessee 67-54, and this game had to be really cool to be watching. But North Carolina A&T knocks off Liberty 73-72. 73-72. That's why you watch these games, because it just might blow you away with some of the stuff that you're seeing. So March Madness rolls out, and there are some early games, and there are some big games that are coming up. And one of them is, I think, when you look at the schedule and you try to find something in the middle, a game that might be pretty tough is Creighton and Cincinnati. Who are you picking there when you look at your bracket? Or SDSU in Oklahoma, who you're picking in that one? I'm not so sure what direction I'll go in. I've actually still have my blank brackets. I won't have them blank the next time that we meet here on these airwaves, however. And as I said, we'll be doing a little bit of that. We'll be doing a little bit of our own magic for March Madness. Now, when you look at a team like, you know, Michigan State, and you look at, like, you look at a team like Michigan, you look at some of those big powerhouse Midwest teams that seem to always be there. And like I said, in Michigan, that certainly is one of them. Tom Izzo, not lost on him. He feels like his team has a real shot at it, everybody's positive and everybody's winner heading in. Here's Izzo.
I'd like to have Harris a little healthier. You never know. I'd like to have Appling, you know, just played better as of late. But I like my inside game. Both guys have played pretty well. You know, Dawson, I think, has got some room to grow, and I think he can. So, you know, our depth's been okay. I like where we're at right now, as best we can be at anyway. We have a slump. Doesn't just mean you lose. A slump means you get blown out or you really, you know, and I don't think we've done that. I mean, we've been right there in just about every game. Now, we've lost some. We've won some. But, you know, I feel good about where we're at.
All right, like I said, everybody's pumped up in the beginning, and you look at Big Ten stats and where Michigan finishes 12-6 in the season, Michigan State 13-5, Indiana 14-4. Of course, they were the breakaway, they were the breakout team, if you wanted to look at it that way. The now it comes down to this: it's win and you're in, and you keep on going. Lose and you're done. You're going home, and no chance at making it to that Final Four. Matt, did you fill out your brackets yet, or you're still waiting, aren't you?
That's my task for tomorrow, is to complete my brackets. So I'll have a better idea after I go through anything. I'll be honest with you, I've barely looked at it, and I have no idea who some of the matchups are. So I got to look at it.
Yeah, that's my answer, too. I have to look at it, and that's the problem. The problem is not knowing some of these teams, except for the obvious things that you glean off of little cheat sheets from people who cover college hoops. And I would say it's like what I say when we're doing Nail the Score and we're talking about pro football. There is that paralysis by overanalysis thing that happens to people because they think, well, if I just crunch a whole bunch of numbers and read all this stuff, it's going to make a big difference when I sit here and fill out the bracket. And I would say, other than obvious, okay, this team has no chance of beating this powerhouse unless they completely fall on the floor and lose all their superstars, then you go with your gut. You go with your gut. You look at it. You go with the obvious choice. And if you really think there's a chance of an upset, because, of course, there's going to be an upset or two in the early rounds, then you look at it and you just, I think you pick it that way. We are 1 day, 9 hours away from the brackets being locked up. I can hardly believe it. How did we get this far? I think my head is still back in December, and we're a couple months into this thing called 2013. Wow! How did we get here? How did we get to the brackets already? And I can't believe it, but we'll be talking a lot of college hoops with our little sports segments that we do, that we mix in with all the rage over politics and everything else. And as some of you chill by watching sports, whether it's college hoops and March Madness or the Super Bowl or some other team that you favor, some other sport, could be the passion, I think, for most people listening to America Tonight is probably with football. And just announced was the Cowboys and the Dolphins are kicking off their preseason, the Hall of Fame game. Those two teams are going to open up, how about that, August 4th. The kickoff is 8 p.m. Eastern time. You got seven people that will be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which makes sense because of the teams that were chosen. You got a couple of Cowboys, Larry Allen, who was named an All-Pro seven times, Bill Parcells, who spent four seasons coaching the Cowboys, and then the Dolphins, Chris Carter. Dolphins finishes his career with the Dolphins, but people remember Carter from the Minnesota Vikings. And then you have Jonathan Ogden and Dave Robinson and Warren Sapp. Remember Warren Sapp and Curly Culp? And you see Sapp, of course, doing the analyst thing. But that's not a bad crop of people going into the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame is one of those places that you put on your bucket list. If you are a football fan, it's like the Disneyland of football stars. You go in and probably learn some things you even had no idea that you would learn when you walk around in this enshrinement of the greats of the game. It's in a weird location, unless you live in the Midwest, to go up to Canton, but it's well worth it's well worth the trip to make it up there. And they didn't even pay me to say that. I've done it. I went to school not too far from it, so I went up there. I'd love to go probably and check it out again, though, because it changes so much as you start to get more and more people enshrined. A lot of the memorabilia and whatnot will change. I'm going to end on this one for this segment anyway, since we were talking a little bit of numbers there with some college hoops. This has nothing to do with sports other than sometimes doctors say chucking a ball around or spending some time with kids athletically can help this condition. But I think this is pretty scary. A new survey of parents comes out and says 1 in 50 U.S. kids has autism. Wow, 1 in 50. That's pretty high because before it was like 1 in 90. So obviously we're still having lots and lots of problems with that. It means if you look at the numbers, we could see that maybe 1 million kids have autism in this country. And things seem to be getting better with some of the treatments and things that you can do for autism, but it's still really, really tough on the parents trying to, first of all, diagnose it. And then how do you get beyond that and try to help the kid? Because there's various degrees of it. You have kids that are mild, where they might have some speech delays and maybe some social difficulties if that. But as school gets more and more demanding, that makes it that much tougher. And there's not an exact science here as to diagnosing it, just that the statistics are pretty glum as we keep seeing the numbers go up. And I guess the diagnosis is the key thing, because the earlier you catch it, the more you can deal with it and know what direction you're headed in as a family. But as a country, that's something that's going to weigh heavily with so many of us, with so many families. And, you know, what about our health money? What about our public health money? You know, how do you deal with this illness, and how do you spend the limited amount of coin that you have to try to have these kids be able to assimilate in these classrooms or go to special classrooms if they're too far off the charts. All right, we're off the reservation now, and we're kicking it in to high gear on the flip side. Meet me there as we find out what many of you thought next.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. options, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, Sue John. One more time. Fantasy. Pedal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Big shout out to Cop in Jersey, Jack Down Under, and Jill, who's listening to us in Buenos Aires. You gotta love that, right? Jack and Jill, I put them equal billing right next to each other. Well, I always say on this show, and it's really true, I've never seen anything like it when I go and I check the mail, because, you know, usually people, you'll get emails here and there, but we get blowout emails. So in other words, if I don't clean out my emails, if I don't look at the emails, I'm going to peg that red storage usage meter. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Dennis McMahon, who says, regarding the Harvard study on sugary drinks, how much of these youth obesity epidemics is the food plus the sedentary lifestyle? Heck, I see kids, particularly college students with bus passes, taking buses for a few blocks. We had good and plenty of sugary drinks and great candy during the 50s, but the sons and daughters of the greatest generation went outdoors after school and ran around. We did have to get back for dinner, and John Cameron Swayze, or Huntley and Brinkley, i.e. the news. All right, so, you know what, there is a, he does have a point to that, which is, I can remember when I was a kid, we ran around, we were like playing flashlight tag. My mother was screaming for us to come into the house to get to dinner, because we wanted to stay outside and we were running around. Either somebody was, you know, somebody was sitting there starting up a game of hoop, even if it was half court, or something else was going on, and you just didn't want to miss what was happening in the neighborhood, and it usually involved some kind of physical activity. There isn't as much of that with the game playing and that, he says, the sedentary lifestyle. It's so true. We're not moving around. That's why even with adults, because, of course, your metabolism slows down and, man, it's so hard to get it going, that there's a new movement, although I think this is tough because people are multitasking all over the place, where you don't really sit in a chair. So, in other words, you stand up and do your work, and that's how you're set up. You're set up so that you can stand up and do your work and not be sitting the whole time, because you'd burn more calories and move around more. Even some people have those giant balls that you sit on because you're kind of rolling around, and it's just better for you than sitting in a chair. I think that could be pretty scary. You walk into an office and everybody's on one of those sort of bouncy balls. You know what's going to happen there. It used to be that when you were a kid, some wise guy would pull out the chair and you had no idea you were going to sit down, and poof, you fell down. Imagine if somebody just would kick the ball from underneath you and think that would be a funny trick. I don't think that would work in an office. And I think even the standing up thing is a little bit much, probably. However, kids and saying that sugary drinks, and that's why we're seeing what we're seeing, I think is not right. Because there's so much more to it, let's face it, than just sugary drinks. It has to do with a lot of different things, and that's to his point. All right, this one comes to us from Stephen Price. Stephen says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to you for a while now. I really enjoy the offerings. I do have to tell you, I'm so sick of us getting involved in foreign lands. It's not because I'm an isolationist. It's because I'm a realist. We really don't have the money to be spending in the Middle East and then not getting anything in return for it. Look what just happened in Iraq, for goodness sake, with more people being killed, more chaos. And so it seems not much has changed. How depressing is that? What's going to happen? We leave Afghanistan, and now the possibility of some kind of interaction in Syria? I'm sorry, we cannot be the policemen of the world, even though we really would like to, if we do not stay home once in a while. We will ultimately find we could be in the same situation that some of the European countries are in. Your thoughts?" Yeah, everybody relies on the United States, and I would say that some of the areas where you cut out are the people that don't need it, the people we've been propping up for a long time. I don't think we need to give them money unless there's some sort of natural disaster and we're helping out or whatever the reason is. But writing these big checks, you know, strategically, that was the idea. Remember, part of the reason for doing that is to have our own set of allies and also to have places in the world where we can go and put ourselves in the right position to get to somewhere else should we have to be over there quickly. Meaning, you know, something bubbles up and it's going to affect us, we can strike. We can strike as fast as possible. However, to just say it's about striking and being within the distance of doing that, forget that. I think it's time somebody did look at the places where we're giving money, look at the entire list and say, okay, just like an accountant, no feelings, no emotion, we just can't do this anymore. We love to do it, but we just cannot do it anymore. Let's move to this one. This is from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. And Jake says, "Kate, I don't know if you filled out your brackets or not. I've kind of been struggling over mine. I have really, really, really debated in the first round. And even as I go further through it, maybe I'm just overthinking it. Do you think? How hard is it to do these brackets? I've only done them twice before. While I am a sports fan, I have to confess I am not a college hoops aficionado, not even close. I only have a tepid interest, so I don't know most of these teams, and maybe I'm just researching too much." Well, here's the thing. If you look at the odds and you see what the, you know, what the brackets are, like first round, and, you know, that 16 seeds are 0 for 112, and 15 seeds are 6 for 112, and, you know, use some common sense when you're filling it out. And, you know, even from the start, you look at the odds, and if you're looking at a team that has some crazy amount of odds, like 1,000 to 1, probably they're not going to go very far. There is always a chance, however, and that's why we like the big dance, because of the uncertainty. Cinderella, every once in a while, finds the right slipper. And if that happens, then the team that by all statistical analysis that's not supposed to be there ends up there, then, you know, announcers are flabbergasted. It can happen. Certainly it can happen. And I think that's why we're also drawn into it. The pools, the being involved in it, watching the games a little bit more because of who's going to be the winner, the 64 teams and one, and figuring out, you know, figuring out what's happening every single day and if you're in it and all of that, but also the idea that there could be an underdog, there could be an upset, there could be a team that defies what logic and statistics have told us for a long time with the tournament. This one from Jeff, and Jeff says, Kate, I don't understand. I don't understand, my dear. Why, oh, why Stephen Colbert's sister would want to even get involved in politics? For goodness sake, if she watches what's going on with her brother, wouldn't it be much more fun to be a part of his show than actually be in the game? Do you think he'll take the gloves off when it comes to sis? Well, here's what's interesting. In South Carolina, because that's what he's referring to, Colbert's sister won the Democratic nomination. And it is, of course, getting a lot of airplay. But you have the former governor, Mark Sanford, who finished first in Tuesday's Republican primary for the U.S. House special election in South Carolina. In fact, Sanford fell well short of the 50% margin needed to avoid the runoff. But he's going to compete against the next top contender April 2nd. And then after that, you go from there and you look and you see that Stephen Colbert's sister is also in the middle of this. And, you know, she's a businesswoman who was a longtime favorite, or considered to be a favorite, on the Democratic side over the opponent, Ben Frazier. So she's going to compete against the Republican nominee in the general election in May. And her name is Elizabeth Colbert Bush, and she is the sister of Stephen Colbert, and she wins the nomination. It's so crazy because, you know, Colbert says, hey, it's my sister, and I'm willing to help her. So Willie famously used his bully pulpit, which he does have. A lot of people follow Colbert and, you know, actually touch on this. I'll be curious to watch this. Because remember, when Sanford was governor, he infamously told the public, and this was back in 2009, that he hiked the Appalachian Trail, but he was actually traveling to Argentina to fool around with his mistress. He and his wife were divorced a year later. He finished his second term in 2011. So now he's asking for that second chance. Will he get the second chance? Or will she end up beating him? The Charleston area especially is heavily Republican, so I'm not too sure. She might have a little bit of a climb, or will they look at her and think, eh, you know, we're done with this guy. Let's go, let's vote here, because we can't vote for him, so if we're Republicans, maybe we just won't vote at all. And it would be interesting if she does. I think it'd be interesting if she does win it. One other quick one, this one from The Bomb, and The Bomb says, Kate, two words, Lindsay Lohan has to go. I know you don't talk a lot about entertainment, but isn't it great that she accepted that plea deal and she's going to have to do some lockdown in rehab? Do you think she'll make it? Yeah, it's like 90 days. It's a drug rehab facility. Well, we'll see if she makes it. 90 days can be mighty long.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Days for this. Let me tell you, as somebody who grew up for, you know, in the early parts of my life, you know, 1 through 6, something like that, in New York, I can remember my first trip to the Statue of Liberty. It was so cool. If you go to New York City, even if you think it's a cesspool, Izzy, or any of you out there who are not big fans of New York, the one thing you should do is check out the Statue of Liberty. It is pretty cool. It is. It's worth that boat ride over. And now it's going to reopen by July 4th, they say. The Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar, made that announcement. But it's been closed since October 29th because they had a bunch of infrastructure damage. Why? Superstorm Sandy. In every movie, like, you know, the doom and gloom movies, poor Lady Liberty gets trashed, drowning, falling apart, even in that television series Fringe. Copper, beautiful copper, because it wasn't oxidized like it is now. Then the oxidized side, and there's where there's problems. But the repairs cost $28 million. That's what the Department of Transportation had to use to fix the Statue of Liberty. Because here's what happened. They had docks. They had problems with the docks. A lot of damage, in other words. So they had to wait. They had to wait to get that fixed before they could open it. And it's interesting because the crown was, they're going to reopen the Lady Liberty's crown after it was closed after the September 11th attacks. So it's pretty exciting stuff, actually. It's $28 million. It's your money and my money. Let's go see what she looks like now. Talk about a facelift that costs a little bit of coin. There's one of them. Worth it, worth it, worth it. I'll say it again. If you're in that area, to make the trek. It really is. Speaking of making the trek, some crazy amount of money, like amount of people, rather, like 200,000 jam St. Peter's Square. Why? For the Pope. St. Francis, whoops, not Saint, but Pope Francis, was officially inaugurated as the Catholic Church's 266th pontiff. And there was just thousands of people in the sunlights there in the square watching. And Francis talked about the poor people, because he always talks about the poor people. And he was given the official symbols of the papacy. What do you get? You get a lamb's wool shawl. That represents the role as the good shepherd. The fisherman's ring, that represents the role of spreading the gospel. The ring is in solid gold, but made of gold-plated silver, because he wants to be simple. That's his whole thing as a Jesuit. And he delivered his homily in Italian, and his message was about looking after the poor and the sick, as well as the natural world. And he reflected on some of the symbols of the day that Catholics celebrate the Feast of St. Joseph. St. Joseph's Day is a big day in an area where I'm from, in Philadelphia and South Jersey. A lot of Italian people celebrate it, so he talked about that, and he's off to the races. It has been official, but it certainly is now. What happens in St. Peter's Square, and I said there's like 200,000 people or so that are out there, after his homily, 500 priests go out into the square. Poof, 500 are dispensed. So imagine what that would be like, the crowd control. They're out there because there's tourists, there's pilgrims, there's local people, there's dignitaries, blah, blah, blah. And they go out and they give them communion. They make their way to the square and they give them communion. So pretty pretty interesting to watch the spectacle of it. I think that's why so many people were enthralled with the Pope and who was going to be the next Pope and the smoke. And it's the whole symbols thing. It's part of history, even if it's not part of your background, because you're not Catholic and you don't have much to do with Catholicism or know much. 17 years for $400 million in a submarine fire. A shipyard worker was sentenced to that. You remember this story? Oh, I remember seeing the pictures of it. $400 million submarine fire. Wow. Talk about up in smoke. You were talking about the smoke on the, and the shipyards. And that was incredible seeing those pictures. I can still, like I said, I can still remember it, how brutal it was, because of the length of the shipyard, which naturally they're always pretty, they're always pretty big anyway. And this happened in a fire that did the damage to a U.S. nuclear attack sub, which, you know what they cost. That's why $400 million. Casey James Fury, nice name there, admitted to two counts of arson in November in connection with the USS Miami last May. There was a small fire beneath the dry dock sub, and he was a painter and sandblaster at the Portsmouth Naval Yard in Maine. And he said he started the fires because he was having extreme anxiety and was trying to get out of work. Oh, that is not the way to get out of work. Remember, we had the guy that parachuted off the plane. Basically, he hit the safety, the emergency hatch, and he flew out, took a beer, and flew out of the plane when it was sitting there at the gate. Of course, a little bit different than a guy setting fire. Oh, I don't want to work. I'm going to just set fire to the place. That's what I'm going to do. I got to get out of work. I'm anxious, and I'm just going to blow the place up. So he could have faced life in prison on it, but the judge weighed the damage caused by the fire and the risk to, life, because who knows what could have happened there. He took a plastic bag full of cotton rags, so easy to trace this, in a cabin at the end of the Miami, and that started the whole thing. And it took them 12 hours to put this thing out. That's why the very, very big sentence for him, because that's a pretty big, what is it, 360-some feet. And this is fairly new, too, 1990. And I guess he thought nobody would be able to trace it back to him. I don't know really what he was thinking when he did that. The anxious, trying to get out of work, and that was it, supposedly. Right? This is a big one. The U.S. flying B-52s over South Korea. You know, this has been brewing now for a couple of weeks, maybe even a little bit before that. So we're talking about exercises. The Air Force is breaking out its heaviest hardware, trying to send a message. Here we are. Don't jack with us. You don't want to do that. And the bombers fly out of Anderson Air Force Base on the Pacific Island of Guam, of course. That's part of the continuous presence they have there. And the round trip between Guam and the Korean Peninsula, if you were wondering, go try to MapQuest it, or I guess we're all beyond MapQuest, GPS it on your phone. You'd be looking at 4,000 miles. 4,000 miles. And the reason for the B-52 flyover is because of the high tension between North Korea and the United States after the UN Security Council voted to impose much tougher sanctions on North Korea with their latest nuclear test last month. So this is payback for that test. Seems as though Kim Jong-un is a little bit looser of a top, maybe even than his father. Hard to imagine, but maybe when you're in the shadows for a while and you're chomping at the bit to not be in the shadows, that's what happens. All right, and finally, here's our last we can count, because after all, it is about the numbers. U.S. Customs is driving visitors away. How about that? Why are they driving visitors away? And the reason why is a recent survey showed 43% of the travelers who visited the U.S. said they would discourage others from making the trip because of the entry process. Entry process not good, according to the hurdles of some of the folks that have had to do it. The overseas visitors have increased, but the market share in the United States is dropping. A lot of people are saying they don't feel welcomed. They don't feel welcome vacationing there because of what they have to go through once they finally get on land, the hoops that they have to jump through. The U.S. Travel Association estimates that losing overseas travelers to bad experiences or word of mouth is costing the economy at least $95 billion in total output. And the reason why people complain is the long lines. They had to wait more than 2 hours in some cases. Ooh, nobody wants to wait.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
A thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.